So we look forward to this convention as being at least one stage of completeness. What motivates six ecclesias to sponsor a convention like we're having? Now, if you haven't seen the program, you will note that there are six ecclesias that are inviting you. There is Agawam. There is the Groton New London Ecclesia. There is the New Haven Ecclesia. North Brookfield. There is the Portsmouth Ecclesia. And there is the Waterbury Ecclesia. What motivates these six to sponsor this conclave of fellowship? Let me just cite a few very important notions. First, of course, is the motivation to serve the brethren. That is so strong with us. We want to serve the brethren. And so we pull together all of the ingredients necessary for a service. We got speakers all organized, and our brother Dan Slavinsky is our first speaker this evening. And then if you look at the program, you will see a rather unusual type of arrangement. If you haven't noticed, tomorrow is going to be a day in which we'll all become experts in Zechariah. I know some of you have kind of avoided Zechariah because you wonder what he was really saying. Well, tomorrow we're going to find out what the eight visions of Zechariah mean in both type and antitype. And we're so pleased that these brethren are willing to share their study and their energy and their efforts. I meant to ask Dan, how long does it take to put a discourse together? I won't ask Carl, because Carl can put a discourse together while he's going through the door. But some of us have to take some time, like days and weeks. And I have to admit, brethren, sometimes it takes me months to gather the information that we would like. So here we have these brethren that have studied and have prepared something for you. And we believe this is a motive. We want to serve the brethren, and we pull these people together for that purpose. There's a second motive, and that's fellowship. Getting acquainted or reacquainted, but I think tonight it's acquaintance. You know, look to the right of you and look to the left of you and look in front of you and behind you. We've got all points of the compass here. I mean, I just took a note. We've got a brother from Poland, Darius Grudzian. If you haven't met him, let's see, where is he? Where's Darius? Darius, here he is, right there. Please don't leave without saying hello to him. And tell him how much we appreciate him being here. And remember, when you shake his hand, you're really saying, I love you, brother, from Poland. And if that isn't impressive, I think that's the end of it. But if that isn't, we have the Bruces from Washington. We have the Neminskis from Indiana. We have the Thompsons from Montana. We have the Cashmeres from Arizona. We have the Morris from North Carolina. We have Lucy Strelizik from Buffalo. Excuse me if I didn't pronounce that right. And then, if that isn't impressive enough, I was just overwhelmed when I saw Portland come in. The Langsives and the Browns. Now, you know, I'm sure, and I'm looking over here, the Sister Margaret from Maine, you know, and the Campbells from Maine, and as we look out, isn't it just great to be able to come together and fellowship? And it may be for some of us weeks, perhaps, since we saw each other last. And in many ways, it's like a small grand reunion, isn't it? There's a third motive for pulling us together. We wondered, as six ecclesias, could we practice the spirit of unity in pursuing a common mission? We know each ecclesia can do a job, but could six ecclesias come together? And I think in New England we are convinced that when we have a singleness of purpose, the spirit of unity just melds us together and we're interwoven and we're put together to accomplish this. And then there's a last motive, friends. And I won't say it's the most important motive, but it certainly is a big one. If you recall, it was the Apostle Peter 2,000 years ago that stood up and started many things. We remember the begettal of the Spirit and the first convening in Jerusalem and speaking in tongues and all these other things. But we sometimes forget it was the first convention, the first Bible students' convention. And we have been perpetuating this convention over the years. And I don't know about you, but it tells me something very important. It tells me that the church is still alive, that the movement has not died out, that the church is still here, that we're still gathered together as they were in that memorable spot 2,000 years ago. And so, these six ecclesias want to perpetuate what the Apostle Peter started, and which has been perpetuated by many, many other ecclesias throughout the world. If you came here to get, if you came here to receive, if you came here to take, you're going to be disappointed. But if you came here to give, if you came here to share, if you came here to contribute, we think you're going to be overwhelmed with what you will gain from this convention in New England. And so I speak on behalf of all these ecclesias, friends, and I want to repeat them again. Your brethren in Agawam, in Groton, New London, and in New Haven, and in North Brookfield, and in Portsmouth, and in Waterbury, special welcome, and we trust we will have a spiritual experience that will carry us many, many days ahead. Thank you. Well, I hope you all feel welcome and relaxed, because we have two days ahead of us, plus this evening, and we learn better when we're relaxed and we're happy. And out there in the world, there is trouble. I'm sure that each one here has left behind sorrow and trouble and problems and difficulties. And we come here as a sanctuary to come together to mutually edify and upbuild each one another. The Lord has a message for you at this convention. It is your job, and it is my job, to listen to the testimonies, to the discourses, to the fellowship. It may be in a fellowship where you're just sitting and talking with someone, and the Lord has something that He wants you to know, wants you to develop perhaps a little bit better. So let us be very attentive. Let's not miss a thing, but pay attention to the Lord's leadings in this convention. Well, let us continue on, as the program indicates, with the opening hymn of Brother Dan Slavinsky, 179.
Oh, Brother Dan from Waterbury will lead us in an open word of prayer on Brother Dan's discourse.
Our eternal God and loving Heavenly Father, we approach thy throne of grace now, Father, truly with singing in our hearts, melody in our hearts, Father, to know that we are gathered here to hear more of thy word spoken to us. We ask, Father, a blessing on this convention and all the speakers in the next coming days. We ask that you be with us all so we may garner in things that are needful to the new creature. Be with us and help us to edify one another. Help us to be blessors, Father. Guide us now, Father, as we partake of Brother Dan's discourse. Bless his lips so that the oil may flow to us as the oil flowed down from Aaron's beard down to his toes. Be with us all. Be especially with our Brother Dan, Father, so that the things that he garnered from the mine may be given to us, these precious jewels, these precious gems that we seek. We ask now, Father, that we are mindful also of those who couldn't be with us, those who won't be able to attend, those who deeply wanted to be with us, who can't. We ask a compensating blessing for them. We leave all these things now, Father, in thy care and keeping. We ask it all in Jesus' precious name. Amen.